If it's wrong to love you, then my heart just won't let me be right. Cause I'm drowning you and I won't pull through without you by my side. I'd give my all to have just one more night.
Welcome to the special edition of Big Bap and Friends. It is Mother's Day. If y'all don't know how we do it at this time, we do not do a regularly scheduled show. This is a free-for-all show. So we're going to go ahead and open up the lines. The number is 563-999-3090. You are on with your boy Big Bap tonight. It is just me. Helen is taking a sick day. Dwayne is out making sure he pampered the women of his life. So you got me and the production manager in the studio tonight. We have a ton of topics to cover, so don't go nowhere. We're going to have scheduled music. We're going to have some music that I'm going to end up playing in the background just because of how I'm feeling tonight, because my energy is really in some love shit tonight, like I'm really on some love shit. Let me tell you why. Let me open up and say this. As a man, right? As a man, as we celebrate Mother's Day, it is a day that we set aside to honor women as mothers. And I want to say, for people who do not understand what it means to be a mom, and I get it. There are some women out there who want to have kids who can't have kids. But let me explain to you why I tell people words matter. When we recognize Mother's Day, we're not recognizing men in any capacity. When we say Mother's Day, we automatically exclude on purpose, intentionally, unequivocally men. There is no reason that a man should be taking any woman's crown today. There is no reason why any man should be looking for attention today. There is no reason why a man should be doing anything other than looking for a woman who is a mother and putting her first. That is just not my belief. That is just the total antithesis of the day. Today is the day that the women in your life, if they're mothers, they should feel sacred. Not because they are sacred, but just simply because they're in your specific life. There is absolutely no reason on earth for a man today to be selfish in any way when it comes towards a woman, because imagine having to carry a child. Imagine having to birth that child. Imagine then having to nurse that child, then change that child. And then when mommy goes to the bathroom, baby stills with mommy. When mommy go brush her teeth, baby is still with mommy. When mommy go over there just to go hopefully try to grab her vibrator and have an emotional time with her, baby is still with mommy. This is not to take a shot at men, because there's some really great men out there. This is not taking a shot at men. This is just saying that for once in our life, when it is time to honor somebody, when it is time to honor a group of people, can we make it about them? Can everybody's opinion get out of the way, and can it be about them? Because when we look at what we have available to us, women make up the majority of everything that we do. Women are our first teachers. Women are our first nurturers. Women are our first disciplinarians. Women are everything that we get everything from. And the only thing that they ask us to do is just honor them as women. So again, you may take this personal, but happy Mother's Day. I intentionally set aside this show to say tonight I am doing nothing but honoring women. If you had a birthday today, that's great. If you're a man, sorry, I don't personally know you. That's great. If I do personally know you and I didn't tell you happy birthday, I'm sorry, it was Mother's Day. I actually feel bad for people who have birthdays on certain days because I don't celebrate holidays. I'm really not a holiday person. Like today, I could tell you, I did absolutely nothing today for Mother's Day. And people say, oh, my God, blah, 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 blah. You didn't do nothing for your wife on Mother's Day and da, da, da. And here's what we have to learn. I wanted to start off with that topic because here's what people don't understand about Mother's Day. Mother's Day is special to the mother. Right? Mother's Day. I want you to think about this. Mother's Day is not about going and having brunch. Mother's Day is not about going out and going to go get a new necklace or a new diamond or a new whatever. Mother's Day is not about any of those things. The most important, significant thing about Mother's Day is realizing that there are mothers that are out there and actually giving them what it is they need. Not walking in the door saying, oh, it's Mother's Day, so for Mother's Day, I'm going to go and I'm going to take you shopping. She may not need any more new clothes, but she may damn well need that spa day because of that little child that you got running around through that house that's getting on her goddamn nerves all day, 7 days a week. Because like I tell people all the time, mothers love their babies, but there is a time in every parent's life where they wanted to square up and hit that motherfucker straight in the face. I mean, fight them like they are a woman or a man in the street. Every child is going to push you to that level at some point. It's not that you don't love them, but they're human. I understand for a fact that my wife absolutely loves me. But she will tell you, my husband get on my damn nerves because we're human. Can we get out of our own way? Can we recognize that when the woman wakes up to the time that she goes to bed, when she realizes that she's pregnant, she's a mother. She's not just any type of mother. She's a special mother. She's a queen. She is a lady that stands above reproach. The moment that she finds out that she is pregnant. And the sad part is you got some sorry-ass men out here who don't give her the respect that she's due, that she's broached. Don't get me wrong. Some of y'all be doing too damn much. Don't get me wrong, ladies. Now, I love y'all, but some of y'all can do too damn much. But some of the requests that women are asking for are simple. Now, some of y'all try to come complex with the shit when we get into the conversation, and I go and get in the nitty-gritty of what y'all trying to be telling me sometimes, then I start realizing y'all full of shit, and know it's not that man's fault. Because remember, there's your side, there's his side, and there's the truth. We will get to it. But that's another conversation for another day. But a woman is a mother all day, all night, all day. There's no shortcomings of a mom. When she finds out that she's pregnant, every decision that she now makes goes to the child. She wakes up in the morning and she says, oh my God, I have to take care of my child. When she is getting ready to eat something, it's, oh my God, I got to think about the child when I eat. When she goes use the bathroom, I got to make sure that I'm using products that are not dangerous to the child. When I go to put on makeup, I have to now wear natural products that are not dangerous to the child. When I put medicines in my body, I have to drink medicines that are not dangerous to the child. All day and all night. So on this day, no, we're not going to switch it up. We're going to celebrate womanhood all day and all night. If you don't like womanhood, this may not be the show for you. If you don't want to hear me talk about and elevate and escalate women to the level of autonomy that they should get on a regular and consistent basis, this may not be the episode for you. You may want to go find you one of those good old boys who can call you a bitch and slap the shit out of you and watch you slide down the street. This is not the show for you. Because I'm going to elevate women all night tonight because women deserve the elevation that they have received because they are women all day and all night. And some of them get the honor and the privilege of raising some kids that are 50% from the man that is just, oh my. I'm not saying women are perfect, but boy, listen, today we're going to recognize the oh my. Because I know, my child, I can tell you right now, if you've never met Queen Elizabeth V, let me tell you about Lizzie back a little bit, right? She will have a conversation with you, but if she doesn't like what the conversation is, she will turn around and throw her hands in the air and walk away. Now, I don't know if y'all know another person on this planet that does that when they're frustrated in the conversation, but I know one. His name just happens to be Donald, that piece. She acts just like her father when it comes to that, so I feel bad for her mother. Because I know the stubbornness that is me is also embedded in my little girl. And so I feel bad for people who are trying to talk to her because they're going to have a problem with her all day and all night.
Change your face, JT.
Yeah. Check off. Change your face. How we do? Yo, all of my rhymes for, all of my days I trade, all of my dimes and all of my bad ways I fade. Killing late nights, cruising, all you see is the brake lights, a hair blowing, you know where we going, or at the club in the red fronting, popping, dropping the amount some cats will wear, ain't trying to hear nothing. Probably with Wilder than Bobby, are you the Whitney to get me? Hold me down and make me slow down to be Twizzy. Keep the ice out the club lights, change face. Get our love wifey on the lights in place. Wait, make me think about you even when you're not around. Use the bathroom, put the toilet seat back down. Cop you some sprinkles, the hand with the wrinkles. It's preferred, his and her furs to the ankles. Keep your friends bugging, loving all my ways. Jigger, keep me jiggy all of my days.
In the
Everybody wanna know the price your spouse dropping. Keep that on the low, R. Kelly style, it's quite shocking. A year ago, all I did was spend nights hopping in the club in search of pretty faces and nice stockings. Who would've thought I walked down the aisle, rice dropping. Got you a nice rocking. Now it's on and popping, dropping hotter than platinum bracelets. Jigga R. Kelly, changing faces,
All I want is to be with you all of my days.
We are back, man. Listen, y'all don't understand. That was one of my favorite Changing Faces songs, man, back in the day. Y'all don't understand. When I heard Changing Faces, R. Kelly and Jay-Z was on that track, I went and bought the album. I played it. I played the whole album. If you don't know that album front to back, y'all stupid, because that's one of the greatest albums ever made in hip-hop. Like, that album right there is, that whole album right there is in my top 100 albums of hip-hop of all time. So give it up for Changing Faces all day, all night, man. All right, let's go ahead and move a little bit because I want to get into something a little bit different, man. We got a letter statement that came all the way in from El Paso, Texas. I tell you guys, man, we have people listening all over the world, and I'm so thankful of my friends and my fans. So Big Bap and Friends say thank you for this writer who wrote into the production manager. So let's go. Topic I would like for the show's insight on, if possible. Well, there's no show with Friends tonight. It's just Big Bap because nobody came to work tonight. Well, the production manager is here, but, you know, y'all got me. The topic is, at what age is it appropriate for children to be unsupervised when going to the local community park? Thoughts about child abduction, Amber Alerts. Thank you. That is a very complex question, and I'm going to answer it in a couple of different ways, okay? And y'all may or may not like my answer, but here's what I'm going to say. If you are a single parent or you have just one child, I'm going to say that like that because this is going to be a difficult answer. You may be letting your child go outside by themselves at like 4. Like y'all don't understand, and I say this, and I don't say this as being mean or disrespectful, but I have actually, in my jobs and my professions, I have literally taken children home at 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning because they got out, they were unattended, they were unwatched, and they were unsupervised. So, I mean, that child is used to being unsupervised. Because, I mean, they constantly can get out. But if you want to ask me my honest opinion, I'm going to easily say at least a teenager if they're an only child. If there's multiple children, I would say still as long as they got a teenage child with them, then they could probably go out unsupervised. That's my opinion. When I say teenager, I'm saying 13. 12, 13, 14, 15 years old in that range. You don't have to agree with me. Now, this is not an agree with me conversation. I'm not asking you to agree with me. Like, this is not, you know, ooh, I'm about to fight Big Bap on this topic. You don't have to agree with me. There are some, like, I'll give you a perfect example. Until we as a family is comfortable with Lizzie Bapp going outside by herself, Lizzie Bapp would never be outside by herself. And that will be a conversation that me, her mother, and other valuable members of our team that's around us at the time will have that conversation. It's not a issue of, oh, we don't want our kids to have funds, liberties, and growth. I mean, come on, y'all. If y'all watched any part of the news on anything, y'all should be paranoid. And I keep telling anybody, I'm a believer in leaving my front door open, but this ain't the house you really want to walk in. Everybody around this bitch is packing. All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Big Bappin' Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional-sized products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
Man, shout out to my girl Yvonne with the Ash Emporium. I just want y'all to know, if you guys come to the Memorial Day brunch going on in Boca, you guys will be getting a tribute to her tea, man. We're going to have a tea service to kick off the brunch. I think that's one of the most important things that you can do, because if you guys don't know about eating properly, one of the things we got to do to eat properly is we got to learn how to eat properly. And you should have warm things in your diet when you start to eat. So let's make sure that we learn how to eat properly. All right, y'all. Some of y'all need this in your life, so let's go ahead and get to making sure that we give people the good stuff when it comes to food. So if you want to eat good, you like the good stuff, you like the good food. If you are in South Florida on Memorial Day weekend, on actual Memorial Day, we will be having a brunch. And this is called Lust of Brunch, because I'm going to tell you, I don't know which one you're going to want to put in your mouth more, whether it be the food or the ladies, because, oh, let me tell you, we got a cabaret of women coming in. It's not, hold on, let me change my words up, because I don't want nobody to think I'm running a brothel over here. But, baby, listen, let me tell you something. There are some women that is going to be at this Memorial Day brunch, baby, because I told you we honoring the women. And I tell people all the time, like, if you don't believe me, you have to get around people who know me. I don't have ugly friends, male or female. I don't have ugly friends. So I just need y'all to understand, if you miss Memorial Day brunch, it's your fault. When you see the pictures that's going to be up all Memorial and the videos, all Memorial Day weekend, if you miss the brunch, don't be mad at me. That's all I'm going to tell you. It's going to be sexy. It's going to be a party, y'all. All right, let me get back into something, because I when we went into the last commercial break, I was thinking about when it comes to kids, I need people to understand, boys and girls are not created equal. Like, I try to hear so many girls like, oh, fair this, fair this. I'm sorry, I don't believe in fair, and I don't believe in equal. What I believe in is just and unjust, justified and unjustified. I do believe in that, but I don't believe in fair, because there's no such thing as fair. As an athlete, there's some things that I've done as an athlete that just was not fair to other people. The one thing about being short is your power and your energy is compact. So as a gymnast, I was able to get a lot of power out of my body. When you look at right now, you know, the greatest gymnast in the world, like, that's how I was built for a dude. So when I was going up against a lot of these lanky dudes back in the day, they was like, oh, my God, he just doesn't look graceful. It's too much power. Bitch, I ain't supposed to be graceful. I'm a little ball of fucking energy. But anyway, but listen, it's not fair. And I don't want people to think that when we start talking about what's fair and impartial, like, I don't want people to think that it's going against the grain of just natural selection of what makes sense. Keeping an eye on your kids and keeping your kids safe is your job. It's not the job of the police. The job of the police is to protect and serve. They're not there to defend the rights of everybody. They're to protect and serve the community. So if you are a part of community, the police shouldn't be killing people in your community, because they should know the community. I am a believer that black and Hispanic neighborhoods are disproportionately patrolled. That's just my belief system. But it's not just my belief system because I believe it. It's my belief system because I've seen it. It's not an argument. It's a fact. That's why I tell people all the time. I believe in all things being fair, but if we're going to start with fair, we have to recognize what fair is. But as we continue this journey tonight, because y'all only got Big Bap, so y'all got to get all this energy from Big Bap tonight. So again, the phone lines is open tonight. I do want y'all to call in because I want to celebrate Mother's Day tonight. So the number is 563-999-3090. Understand, ladies, let me say this. Every man understands that when you go through losing and or having a child, when you go through that, there's some part of you that the man is hoping will come back. And it's the reason why he fell in love with you for the first place. You wasn't just his best friend, but every nasty desire that he ever had, he always thought of it with you. So after you go through everything that you got to go through, always remember the reason y'all had a baby in the first place is because he saw you.
I'm
Listen, for all the ladies out there that's wearing their T-shirt and their panties on tonight, I just want you to go into the refrigerator right now, get you a nice bottle of wine, get you a nice glass, come back in the room and lay down and enjoy yourself and hang out with Big Bap, because I know it's real sexy out there tonight. It is Mother's Day, and if you don't have that right now while you're chilling, there's just absolutely something wrong. Because if they don't expect for you to come to work tomorrow and be like, shh, be quiet. Wow, I almost started rapping. They don't even know, listen, you can't even do that with them. Listen, if y'all don't know, shh, be quiet. Tonight is the night we ride a dirty camouflage. Chummers. Come on, man, y'all ain't no juvenile fans like I am, man. But listen. Real quick though, ladies, get comfortable, get sexy, because we're gonna talk tonight. We got some stuff that we gotta get into. So let me tell you, the only sponsor that we currently have that is on our books now as a sponsor listed is Ash Emporium ET when it comes to Big Bap and Friends, DJ's Roundtable, Roundtable Family Productions as a family and media company. Okay? So don't get mad when you start saying, hey, bro, you don't promote my stuff. You don't do this. You don't do that. Blah, 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 blah. When I told you guys, if y'all didn't understand, I am retired. This is what I do full time. When you don't support what I do, you're not putting food in my mouth. So please stop complaining to me about what you don't feel like I have time to do. My wife has been retired for 2 years, and I run my businesses full time. So please enjoy the sounds that come from me. And I'm saying this tonight where I don't have none of my co-hosts on the show because, you know, I don't want people to think that I'm not grateful and I'm not happy with everything that's been given to me, that's been afforded to me, and that the heavens above have blessed me with. But it's hard to continue to please everybody when everybody's asking for a handout, but no one wants to pay to be around you. And I'm not saying... I do so many things in my life that I don't even charge anybody for, not even a single dollar. There are things that come to my business when people really need help. I do it for as little as possible to help them. It's not a selfish thing. But let's get back to being selfless towards one another, okay? The first thing my mother taught me to do when I was a kid was she taught me how to share with others. So in the spirit of sharing, I'm going to be willing to share. I'm going to be willing to mentor. I'm going to be willing to teach. I'm going to be willing to do all those different things. Because today a woman said to me on the morning of Mother's Day, me and my wife was having a conversation. The reason why this day is so special to me because I had the greatest conversation the morning of Mother's Day talking to my wife. And one of the things that my wife said to me, she goes, I've seen a lot of people do business. This came from her last night. Like, it floored me because I never heard this comment from her before. I never even heard her really. She's not a compliment type. She's more of like a couple of salt. Like, she gives you a compliment and an insult at the same time, so you don't know which part of it to take. So you just stand there like, do I hug her or do like I put her in a full Nelson hand lock, okay? So I said to her, I said, listen, I'm really out here and I'm really just trying to go for my goals last night. And she said to me, and I don't really share what me and her talk about, but this is a conversation that I felt for Mother's Day. It's important because men need to hear certain things like this. She says, there's something about when you do something, you have the Midas touch. She goes, it's not about money. Yes, money helps you get things done. She goes, but when you do something, it's done. When you do business, business is done. It's handled. It's done the right way. Invoices is moved, people are paid, things is done. Everybody's appreciative and happy and great. She goes, do you know how many people fail at doing that? For she birthed a new energy in me. See, people, what y'all got to understand, sometimes the words that come out of a woman's mouth can build a man or it can break a man. Just like a man's words can build a woman and break a woman. But we have to understand what we choose to say and what we choose to hold back sometimes is the definition and the marksman of great character. See, a lot of times we like to believe that we're lying because of omission, but sometimes what you are about to say to that person, they may not be ready to hear it. There are people right now who I've told, hey, listen, go get 2,500 and come back with me, and I'm going to show you how to multiply that times 7 quickly. And they look at me, and they're in awe of what I asked them to do. And the only thing that I asked them to do is believe in their dream and their vision. And people talk, they look at me like, this nigga's talking in riddles, and he sounds like a fucking baboon. And it's not none of that. I believe in what I believe in because I know the principles of what I teach and I stand behind it. I can teach anybody willing to listen, willing to learn, willing to understand. But the key word is it has to be willing. No such thing as getting to where you get to in life without hard work, without dedication, without sacrifice, without some people pledging loyalty to you and you pledging loyalty to some people. But anyways, y'all, we got to do, you know, my favorite part of the day. We got to go ahead and do this, so let's get to it because it is what day it is. Don't think just because these niggas ain't on the show that I'm not going to do what I love to do best, all right? So let's get to these national days of whatever this is. So today is National Sleepover Day. So, hey, ladies, if you already having a girls' day hanging out this afternoon and y'all already getting fucked up and y'all don't want to go home, hey, just tell your husbands or your boyfriends or your boo things or the dudes y'all supposed to be fucking that, hey, it's National Sleepover Day. I ain't coming home. Y'all know how y'all do when y'all be drunk anyway. Y'all be wagging y'all finger in our faces and shit. Yeah, okay? Also, we have National Butterscotch Brownie Day. Yeah, I think we might make one of those. Matter of fact, I think we might just make one of those. And matter of fact, while we're making it, we might make it an edible, too, so that way we can go ahead and get some people in my family fucked up. I just like getting people fucked up on purpose. Like, I just like to see how you act when you're drunk as shit or, you know, fucked up for no reason. All right? Also, we have National Moscato Day. See, I told y'all to get a bottle of wine. See, if y'all had listened to me from the start, if you went and got a bottle of Moscato in your house and you started drinking on it, you are perfectly already in the groove. You are in the know. You are doing your thing. It's perfect. All right? Then we also have, y'all women are notorious. This National Lost My Sock Day. Well, y'all will lose socks in a heartbeat. That's why a lot of women wear mismatched socks. They just be tired of looking for them. They like, you know what, fuck it. We ain't got none of these to get. None of these over here match. Put all them together as mates and get them to the kids. That's why I started buying my own socks when I was a kid. My mom used to do mean things to me. Like, she used to give me all the whatever. And then, of course, we have the most important day that we continue to celebrate is National Mother's Day, man. And let me tell y'all something, man. For y'all women who absolutely do it by yourselves, and when I say by yourselves, because by yourself is different things. By yourself could be you get moral support, but you don't get no financial support. You get financial support, but you don't get no physical support. You get physical support, but that nigga broke every day of the week. Like, there are so many different variations of what by yourself means. Because when it all falls down, mom stands in the trenches. And that's what we're trying to get y'all to understand. As a man, as men, we understand and we get it. Mom stands in the trenches. But, mom, sometimes the only thing we need y'all to do a little bit, just get out your damn emotions.
Instead of me tonight. see me fall apart.
In the words of a broken heart, just emotion taking me over. Caught up in sorrow, lost in the storm. But if you don't come back, come home to me, darling.
Don't you know there's
nobody left in this world? Only time.
Don't you know there's
nobody left in this world?
Go fire your shining star.
And where are you now?
Now that I need you,
tears on my pillow.
Wherever you are,
cry me a river.
And into your ocean, you'll never see me fall apart.
In the words of a broken heart.
Sometimes, and I love that song, because when you go through, this part, if ladies, if you listening, right, this is where you don't say nothing, just look at it. You ain't got to say nothing. You ain't got to shake your head. You ain't got to, I told you already. Just listen. Just look at them and let me talk to them for a second. Okay, fellas, and I put the emphasis on fellas. I'm not talking to no ladies right now. I'm talking to the fellas, my homies, my dogs, my AKAs, my Kappas, my whatever you want to be, you know, my football players, my track players, my athletes, my poets, fellas, my bros. My homies, my brewskis, whatever you go about, I'm talking to y'all right now. Listen. You don't have to do everything. You can't, because you can't. Women are going to give you some monumental tasks. And I slowed that down on purpose, because that's how big and that's how long and that's how enduring some of these things are going to be when you are dealing with a woman in your life. And they're going to say, I don't ask that much. Oh, okay. But you can't fix every single problem. But what you can fix, what you do have the ability to control, to handle, and defend, is you. So when she's truly going through something, I ask, and this coming out of COVID, stop being so busy and listen. Be there in the moment. Sometimes all she may actually need you to do is go buy a roll of fucking toilet paper. You'd be surprised the dumb shit that women need, but when they need it, sometimes they just need you to be available. They need you to be able to just get off the video game for 13 seconds. Stop jacking off to porn for like 5 minutes. I don't even want to get into the other shit y'all do now, because, like, y'all hang out with homeboys and niggas and shit, like all y'all gay now. Like, y'all spend more time with dudes than y'all do with women, and I'm confused. Like, I'm sorry. I like my homeboys, but, like, nigga, I'm listening. I like my homeboys when we doing sports. I like that to be equal. Outside of that, I really don't like hanging out with men. There's nothing about a man I really want to hang out with. Unless you do something. Like, one of my favorite people to hang out is with DJ AJ. The nigga's a DJ. I love hanging out with people who do something. It's like I look like looking at some ugly-ass dudes, folks. They're like, oh, men and women can't have friends and blah, blah, blah. Bro, first of all, I'm sorry. You can't like me and not understand. I'm not going to sit around and look at no ugly-ass men every fucking day. If that's what you want to do, you do it. I tell my wife all the time, if you want to go to the male strip, you know, the female strip clubs and all the stuff that y'all, hey, listen, y'all can do whatever the fuck y'all want to do. Just know I ain't going. Like how we always, let me tell y'all something, we are always quick to judge and be mad at what somebody else is going to do, but you ain't even going to go yourself. Y'all be afraid of all the dumb shit. That's what I said, man. Come on, let's do better. If we're going to be in these women's lives now, let's at least hear them. Let's at least talk to them. Let's at least act like we care. And I'm going to say it just like that. At least act like we care. You ain't got to care. You ain't got to be the best dude. Everybody's looking for the just that quick moment of satisfaction. Where's the interaction? Where's the relationship? Where's the in-depthness? Where's the joy? Where's the moments of grandeur? Where is it? When did we stop actually loving people? Let me tell you something. I am from a state called North Carolina. Well, when you walk in, you can walk in the front door. It's open. I'm telling you right now, go to my sister's house and the door is open if she know you coming. Now, she don't know you coming now. We're going to lie to be in that bitch sleep. That's why I tell people, ain't no surprise to nobody in my family now. You go try to open that door and you don't think that don't nobody know you're supposed to be showing up today, you're going to be mad as fuck. And that door going to be locked. And everybody going to be in that bitch snoring and sleep because we done ate good already. Everybody in my family can cook, will cook, does cook. But what happened to love, man? Like, I grew up around women because I grew up around women, and the thing was love. The first thing that my grandmother told me, she said, baby, if you want to show somebody that you love them, feed them and feed them well. That's why I tell any person, bitch, I don't give a fuck what you do. Come cook against me. Oh, man, I got a 13-inch dick. Nigga, I make a perfect steak. I make a lasagna that make you, oof, baby, listen, I make a lasagna that's ridiculous. My slogan is wait till you put my meat in your mouth. I know what I do with food. I ain't finna sit here and play with myself. But when I take the time out to spend time with my family, it's their time. Uninterrupted as best I can. Yeah, I still work a little bit. I'm OCD. I'm addictive to what I like to do. But when I sit down, I give them their time. I'm intentional about that. I'm intentional about what I do. My friends in my life are intentional. I just don't allow anybody to be close to me. I got that from my mother. I learned that from my father. I got that from my mother. You can help everybody in the world, but then when you go home, you go home. Not we go home, you go home. My mom used to say that all the time. Go out with people and have a great time. But when y'all done, you go home. Not we go home. And when you go home, you get in the bed. You look at that beautiful woman and you tell her, hey, let's just lay down.
Hey, babe. I feel good today, you know?
Lay down.
Let's just lay down.
Thank you.
down.
Baby, listen, let me tell you something. There's some songs, I keep telling people, there's some songs that's just amazing. But if you put that song right there on, ladies, I'm talking to y'all now. Perky is, so you can, you, fellas, y'all might want to listen to what I'm saying too, but this is for the ladies. Ladies, you get your man to throw your legs around the shoulders, and he go down there and he eat your pussy real good with that song playing in the background. Baby, let me tell you, it will be a happy Mother's Day. That's all I'm saying. Fellas, if you missed your chance, that's good. Hold on. Fellas, if you missed your chance, I'm gonna give you a second opportunity, right? I'm gonna give you a second opportunity. We're gonna take an additional commercial break. I usually don't even play two songs back to back. But I'm gonna help y'all out. Just in case y'all trying to get some, I'm gonna help y'all out. Ladies, just tell them yeah a little bit, okay?
See, I've been watching you for a while, your smiling style. But I know if I can be with you for the night, alright? Is that alright? Baby.
Okay, let me turn that off because I don't want none of y'all out there to start orgasm before I can finish my show tonight. Because I know some of y'all got some toys. Y'all been talking to some of my friends out there who sell toys. You know, I got Eve out there. I got Kim out there. There's a few friends on my page now, y'all. I know what y'all sell. You know, y'all, right? What y'all got that rose petal thingy going on right now? Nah, I'm going to stop acting like an old man. But I know what you're doing. So, listen, I don't want y'all to... I don't need y'all to get it too wet. You know, he still got to get to wherever he coming from so he can, you know, still, you know, put it in. Because some men still go to work. So, I don't know what he doing on Sunday, but he might be doing something. But, ladies, stop putting yourself down. Like, don't get me wrong. Now, are there things that we can do better in life? Absolutely. And it should be a self-expressional journey to get better every single day that you get up. There shouldn't be a time that you put your feet on the floor and you stand in front of the mirror as you brush your teeth that you don't see to yourself that you are the beautiful queen that you are, that you stand proud with your eyes gleamed on your body, that you look from the top of your head to the nape of your neck, all the way from the front of your body and to the back of your booty, all the way down to the ankles, to the toes, and say, God made an immaculate and perfect creation. There's no reason not to stimulate yourself when you walk around the room and your curves just get to swaying the way that they do. You should feel great about yourself because you are the thing that all men and some women should desire. That's just my interpretation of how I see a woman. Y'all can get mad at me. Woman is the greatest thing ever put on earth in my eyes. I don't care what you believe in. I don't care what you feel, what you think, what you thought. It is the woman. For me specifically, it's the black woman. You can like the Latino. You can like the Asian. You can like the whatever. That's whatever. But my precipice is black. That's me. Like, have you seen me? I didn't wake up in the morning. I was like, oh, my God, I'm a white guy. I'm 6'6". With, you know, I don't know, like, I've never had that confusion about myself. I know who I am. But it's just something about the way a black woman is made, built, and formed. Oh, my God. And not a fake woman either. I mean, she got to be a real woman, a natural woman. I ain't talking about, oh, she went to Dr. Miami or Dr. California, whatever. I don't give a damn about who all the people is. Hell, I don't know none of them. I don't watch none of those TV shows. They don't get rich off of me. Maybe my wife, because, you know, she likes to watch all that shit, but yeah, I'm good. She's a nurse fanatic, but that's different. I can't watch all that. I told her, I said, if you want me to watch that, just know I'm liable to throw up on you at some point. So if that's what you want, you know, hey, go ahead, cool, let's go. She know it, too. I'll listen in the background, but I won't watch the show. Because I'm telling you, I'm going to throw up on her ass, man. One of these days, I'm going to sit down and watch TV with her, and I'm going to throw up on her just to show her that it happened. I know, man. I get weak. I passed out at basic training just getting shot. So, bitch, don't tell me what I ain't weak about. I woke up with my shot card on my chest. They said, you can go back to the company now. Oh, okay. Like, hey, I know the bitch that I am when it comes to needles and blood and all that good, you know. Hey, call me what you want to call me, but you ain't going to say I'm stupid. I know better, right? But can we fall back in love with being black again? Not being black because somebody else had an opinion about being black, but just being black again. Remember, like, when we was in the 80s when we had soul power, we was just blackity, black, black. We just like being black. Like, that's the black I want to be again. Like, I want to be black. Like, I want to be so black that when somebody looks at me, like, they just understand he's black. There's no African-American. There's no African. He's just black. He is the black man that epitomizes all black men. Like, that's what I need us to get back to. Whether we stand up next to a Haitian or a Jamaican or whether they're Canadian black, or whatever. We're just black. Whether they're Indian and from Nepal, they're just black. I'm tired of everybody trying to label us. I dignify with two things, being being just black and being a man. Those are the only two things I can really deal with because I can't really change that. Like when I get up every morning, I'm going to have a penis and my skin's going to be dark. I can go surgically and do whatever the hell I want to do. And I'm not, this ain't no knock on anybody who is doing it. I'm just stating a fact for a fact statement. If you feel some type of sensitive ass way, this ain't the show for you because I'm not here to try to make you feel good about yourself. Because I'm stating a fact. You can try to change it however you want it to be changed. But I have a penis and I'm black. That makes me a black man. Okay, dark brown if you want to be color shade specific. But that's it. Everything else that anybody wants me to fight about is irrelevant. I like women. That's it. I need you to identify as a woman, not surgically enhanced, not medically induced, but identify. Like when you were born, you were a woman, you have a vagina, and reproductively you can make kids. Like, I need the whole spectrum. Now, I ain't saying that all that can't be broken. Like, you can have the reproductive organs all removed out. I'm okay with that. Because now it's just fun time in the boom boom room. But I need you to have started off a woman. That's my preference. Because at the end of the day, I'm heterosexual, not bisexual. I'm not multidimensional sexual. I'm heterosexual. I know exactly who I am. That's my claim to my life. That's who I choose to be. Trust me, my wife has nearly gotten punched in the face many a times trying to play with my butt. Because when women know that you're heterosexual, they fuck with you on purpose. My wife's an asshole. Like, if you don't know a Pisces, Pisces are petty assholes. Intentionally petty assholes. But it's okay. When you know exactly who a person are, you don't feel any type of way. You enjoy it. You embrace it for what it is. Because you already know. There's nothing to fight about. There's no misconceptions. There's no misunderstanding. Be exactly who you are. When you wake up in the morning, if you are a certain type of person in a certain type of way, learn how to be that person. Embrace him or her. Love him or her. Because that's all you got. That is all you have. You can be in love with yourself, or you can choose to be in love with yourself. I've always been so in love with myself.
As we stroll along together, holding hands, walking all alone,
we do.
So in love, are we two that we don't know what to do?
So in love,
in a world of our own,
so in love,
as we walk by the sea together.
All right, y'all, listen, I put something on my page today. If you go on my Instagram page, you'll see this. It is the 5 signs that a woman likes you. Now, if you don't know these signs, I shared this on Facebook some time ago. I think I might even share it this morning on Facebook. If I didn't, I meant to. But 5 signs a woman likes you. Sign number 1, and this is if y'all are physically in each other's presence. On Facebook, social media, and all that stuff, it's kind of weird because you might not know she like you, and so then y'all in the, you know, y'all in a weird spot. Like, if y'all both introverts, it can get real weird on social media. So we talking about in real life, like if she know you, like if you stay on 45th, and then she stay on Belvedere, so that means y'all can see each other regularly. Then yeah, it can happen. Like if you live in Aventura, and she lives in Miami Gardens, y'all can see each other. So I'm talking about like that type of relationship. Not like, bitch, you live in Australia and this nigga live in Philadelphia. Unless one of y'all getting ready to go on vacation, that's going to be a long wait before y'all see each other. So stop lying to each other. Okay, anyway, let's go. Signs a woman likes you. Number 1, eye contact. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you, when a woman looks at you and she likes you, that's, fellas, if you've never seen that sometimes when a woman look like she want to bite you, like a pit bull, like a baby pit bull, like you just don't know if it's sex or she might just want to rape you a little bit, then be careful with the eye contact, ladies, because some of y'all eye contact can be a little dimensional. Okay? Number 2, twirls her hair. See, that usually goes with the eye contact, though. 1 and 2 might need to just be 1 because, you know, eye contact, she might just like you a little bit. The hair twirls, yeah, she already thinking about fucking you. So you about to be a victim. Number 3, if she laughs at your jokes and all your friends tell you corny and lame as hell, she probably want to give you the cootie cat. Just saying. Because, you know, women do dumb shit like that sometimes. Like, oh, my God, you're so funny. That's really cool for, oh, my God, you're so funny. Please throw your Johnson inside of me, okay? Okay. Number 4, this is when you might have already thrown the Johnson inside of her. Number 4, she keys your car. Well, technically, ladies, I don't know nothing about that. I've never technically really owned a car, so I've never had my car keyed. So if I got any friends out there who experienced that because of me, I'm sorry. Let me know. I'm not paying for the damage because I tell everybody y'all know what I got. I got your fault insurance, so that didn't happen. So, okay. Number 5, she kills you. Like, if a woman really, 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 really likes you, like, you, snap is a real show for a reason. Okay, sir? Ma'am? Women snap too, fellas. I need y'all to understand. Like, if she end up going, like, bro, listen, y'all better go watch some of these goddamn shows, boy. Listen, these women deal here, boy, listen, these women deal here looking like savage killers. I mean, looking like they done just went through it all on some of these TV shows. When they show the mugshot of the bookings, you like, baby, what methamphetamines were they on? Good Lord. I ain't gonna play with y'all. Y'all ain't gonna get me turned up tonight. All right, y'all, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. When we come back, y'all, we're gonna go ahead and wrap this up, and we're gonna do our Mother's Day closeout, and we're going to have our word of the day. So we're going to have a quick rendition of one of my favorite songs, lady, because y'all should have a man that wants to love on you a little gently.
Yeah, you already know what you're listening to, baby. It's the greatest slow jam mixtape of all time, you know, by yours truly, the R&B hippie neo-soul rock star, a.k.a. Smokey Temptations, a.k.a. Super Cooler Jones, a.k.a. Spanky Longtime. All you need is some Cold Patron and long nights. But enough about me, baby. You know, I get a little long with it sometimes. You know, when the lights are dim and you're with him and he wants to know, well, you got all that great taste in music. And they say, oh, babe, the music is just so slow and I'm feeling so sexual and intense, baby. Where'd you learn to play music like this? Oh, baby, just tell him.
Amy taught me.
DJ Money.
Shining from my room, it's such a sight to see in the month of June. Beautiful like the moon's reflection when it's dancing off your skin. And before you let me in, I hear you say, worry, I got you. Do you say? Oh, I got that, got many, I got you. Do you say? Got that child and I'm reading Marvin Gaye too. Love you till late. When it finish, and I know just when to start, and I'll be loving your reaction every time I hit that spot. But it's off like leather, with the top is hard. Whisper your pleasure, and I know my time. Invigorating and intense when I do, when I do. Girl, I don't know what's echoing louder, the music for you. I ain't close to being done yet, but you're getting real warm, like the calm of the thunder. Right after the storm, you tell me, girl, I'm gonna push you to the limit, give my all.
It's yours.
Second place, don't win no race, I'm gonna be your number one. Let's go. Look, here comes the sun, let's start a place to move again. As the sound of love ricochets on the walls, let me love you. Let me love you, hey.
Right at the sound of my heart as a rock,
it's my love in the bedroom.
If you want to get fucked right, put that song on in the background and just let that go. And I promise you, it's going to be a good night. Just let it go. You know, interesting fact. If you go listen to Usher's, Moving Mountains album, or the album that has Moving Mountains on it, I don't know the name of the album. Hell, Usher's got 50 of them albums, right? But I know that it's that album. It has Moving Mountains on that album, for those of y'all who still have albums, okay? Or go find things according to the album, okay? That song is on Usher's album. It is also called Gently. Go listen to Usher's exact version of that song, and you tell me, you compare what Raheem just did, and go listen to Usher's version, and you understand why Raheem don't get the credit that he deserves. because Usher didn't do that song any justice. I'm not taking anything from Usher. Wonderful dude, great music, has done a great thing. But Raheem Devon right there just killed it. Like, you listen, if you ain't ready for somebody to go ahead and push up inside of you with that song playing, they ain't even doing what they supposed to be doing the right way. You might as well go ahead and send them home. Sir, that song is too adult for your teenage penis. So go ahead and put that back away. Let me call a real man over here to do something. Because sometimes that's what a lady needs. She needs a real man to show up. Put hands on her. Just the right amount. All right, but let's go ahead and get out of that mood, man. Listen, I got to give y'all a breakdown of everything that we got going on because the calendar is starting to book up. May 18th, we're going to be back in Fayetteville, North Carolina. We're going to be doing the brunch to lunch. So if you come to the backyard barbecue, we're going to start off with breakfast. We're going to have sausage, bacon, eggs, McMuffins. We're going to have an omelet bar. We're going to have a smoothie bar. So we're going to do some things. We're going to have a full fresh juice bar. So we're going to have some good food out there if you want to come through for that. And then we're going to go straight from that into brunch. We're going to start off with the party in your mouth wings and do all of that good stuff, make a nice light lunch, have some burgers off the grill. We're going to have the party in your mouth burgers. I'm going to make some fries. We're going to have some queso sauce to go on that, you know, some other fixings and dips and things to go with it. And then we're going to transition into lunch where we're going to make some nice heavy things. I think we're going to make some oxtails, some half chickens, and some other things. So we're going to eat good all day, drink all good all day. And it's going to be a backyard barbecue. I'm going to bring the Domino's. So if you got game, come get on the table with me. But if you ain't got no game, don't come mess with me. All foods will be done by 2 on the 18th. The 31st, of course, y'all know we have Memorial Day weekend. We're going to be we're taking Sunday off because we're going to be at Cooler Fest. That is Tropical Cooler Fest right here in West Palm Beach, Florida. So we'll be at Tropical Cooler Fest for that. And then next day we will be getting up and we'll be having brunch. So that is from 10 to 2 in Boca. We're going to be down there for that. So that's Memorial Day. So that's Lust or Brunch. You can find it on Eventbrite. You can hit up Fallen Angels Cosmetics to get tickets. You can hit up Godly Cleaning Service to get your tickets. Goddessly Cleaning Service to get your tickets. You can also hit up Big Bap and Friends, Roundtable Family Productions, sponsored by SCB Catering. You can also hit up DJ AJ from the Dirty DJs to also get a ticket for that event. So make sure that you are out here for that. Then we're going to go ahead and kick it into June. I know we probably got something coming up for Father's Day. We got all types of events. The photo bomb will be out. Crystal Bella has an event coming up this Saturday. So the photo bomb will be out in attendance for that. Just giving y'all a rundown play-by-play because I can't keep telling y'all everything and everything. So y'all going to have to start listening to the podcast to follow me. Because I can't give y'all everything. I just either got to follow my page or keep up a little bit. So that's everything. The week of the 23rd through the 28th, we're going to take some time off in there in the middle of that week. We got some special things that we need to do and celebrate for that week. Birthdays, y'all know May is heavy on my family. We've got a lot of Tauruses. So make sure we just celebrated Mother's Day. I know my nephews, my grandmother, a lot of family members coming up still that got birthdays. If you celebrate any big days, send it out to Big Bap and Friends so we can celebrate your birthday because we do want to celebrate people who actually listen to the show. So when we celebrate these days and we do what day it is and we do birthdays, shout-outs, please make sure y'all send us y'all birthdays so we can give y'all the birthday shout-outs. So we're getting back to how we used to do the show, y'all. So here's what we're getting ready to do. Yes, we're going to keep some shows scripted. So when we do tapings, because starting in season 4, we're going to be going live and we're going to be doing live tapings of Big Bap and Friends podcast. So we may be coming through a city near you, but we're having our first live taping August the 4th. So if you're in town, we will be in Boca August the 4th for our first live taping of Big Bap and Friends. So it'll be Big Bap in the building, a.k.a. Helen, a.k.a. Luciana will be in the house. DJ AJ from the Dirty DJs will be on the ones and twos. And then, of course, I know we'll have the production manager sitting on the court in the cut, chilling, doing what she do. And I'm going to go ahead and have my drinks and be toe up. So that is what it is. So we're getting ready to get out of here. So the word of the day that we had last week was perseverance. And I wanted to come back, since we're talking about health and wellness, I want to talk about endurance. Because in order for you to persevere something, you have to have endurance to get through that thing that you're trying to get through. Because endurance is not just running when you have your wind. Endurance is running when you're tired. Endurance is running when you're hurting. Endurance is running when you can't go anymore. Endurance is going when you're still hungry. Don't be afraid to have endurance. Don't be afraid to be a leader. But also don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to fail. It's okay to step out and not land properly. It's okay. That's how we get better. We stumble. Think about the very first time you ever started trying to walk. Go look at a kid trying to walk for the first time. You get up there and it's, oh, it's shaky. And you keep doing it, and you do it, and you do it, and you do it. And then the next thing you know, you're walking. And then you're 13 years old, and you're walking like you've always been able to walk your entire life. But you got to start somewhere. Where do you start at? What's your beginning? What's your new phase? What's your new growth? But in order to get there, you have to endure what it is that you're currently going through so you can be ready for your season when it shows up, when it presents itself. Everybody's an empath. But empathic people also have empaths that talk to them too because they also have to be in place and be ready. You can help thousands of people and never help yourself. Think about that. All right, so I love y'all. Man, this is an old smash-up collection that I found from back in the day. It's Love Set You Free. Some of y'all may have never heard this song. You're going to have a difficult time finding this song, so if you hear it and you want it, let me know. I will get it for you. But if you don't know where to go get this song from specifically, you're going to have a hard time finding this song. So I ended off with Love Set Us Free.
Yeah. When peeps give you love, there's nothing in this world that can set you free. Yeah. You feel me? Yo, G.
Here I am, all alone. Can't let them get the best of me.
Gotta let you know, love sets you free.
When these walls closing me,
shine.